Chapter 4. Christ Will Not Quench the Smoking Flax. The second observation concerning the weak and small beginnings of grace is that Christ will not quench the smoking flax. This is so for two principal reasons. First, because this spark is from heaven. It is his own. It is kindled by his own spirit. And secondly, it tends to the glory of his powerful grace in his children that he preserves light in the midst of darkness, a spark in the midst of the swelling waters of corruption. The least spark of grace is precious. There's an especial blessing in that little spark. As the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, "Destroy it not, for a blessing is in it," so will I do for my servants' sakes. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 8. We see how our Savior, Christ, bore with Thomas in his doubting. See John chapter 20, verse 27. And with the two disciples that went to Emmaus, who wavered as to whether he came to redeem Israel or not. See Luke chapter 24, verse 21. He quenched not that little light in Peter, which was smothered. Peter denied him, but he denied not Peter. See Luke chapter 22, verse 61. "If thou wilt, thou canst," said one poor man in the gospel. See Matthew chapter 8, verse 2. "If thou canst do anything," said another. See Mark chapter 9, verse 22. Both were smoking flax. Neither of them was quenched. If Christ had stood upon his own greatness, he would have rejected him that came with his "if." But Christ answers his "if" with a gracious and absolute grant. "I will. Be thou clean." The woman that was diseased with an issue did but touch, with a trembling hand, and but the hem of his garment, and yet she went away both healed and comforted. In the seven churches, see Revelation chapters 2 and 3, we see that Christ acknowledges and cherishes anything that was good in them. Because the disciples slept due to infirmity, being oppressed with grief, our Savior Christ frames a comfortable excuse for them. "The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Matthew chapter 26.